The one advantage Sharp saw for the North, it could replenish its army with more men. But the enemy, he wrote his uncle, have their last man in the field. Grant agreed. Mutually assured, attrition worked in the Union's favor. Sharp had struck up a conversation with a captured Confederate colonel who candidly admitted to him that 100,000 Union men could now march anywhere on the continent, except within 10 miles of Richmond or Atlanta. They were the two enclaves the Confederates fiercely retained. Sharp had gotten to practice his French with an artillery officer Emperor Louis Napoleon had sent to observe Grant's army. The Frenchman told Sharp he did not see how the rebels could stand this war much longer. "I don't either," Sharp replied, "but they stand a good deal." So both sides hunkered down in their trenches, waiting and shelling and sniping at each other. Frustrated at one point by the stalemate at Petersburg, Grant and Meade approved an Operation Ambrose Burnside, now the Ninth Corps commander, enthusiastically pushed to dig a long tunnel under a rebel redoubt, pack it with explosives, and blow open a crater that Union soldiers could pour through to breach the Confederate defense. Babcock provided Burnside's coal miners digging the tunnel with intelligence on the Petersburg defenses. He also alerted Meade that the Confederates suspected Union mines were being placed under their defenses. But when Grant, on June 26th and 27th, had forces stage a demonstration attack at Richmond to divert the rebels, Babcock and Van Loo's ring confirmed that Lee took the lure and depleted his Petersburg defenses to send units to the capital. On July 30th, the Federals detonated the explosives and created a huge gap in the Confederate line. But what followed in the Battle of the Crater, as it came to be called, was a miserable failure, Grant concluded. Poorly led Yankees failed to fight their way through the Confederates' ruptured line, and all Grant was left with was a big hole and some 4,000 casualties. McEntee reported afterward that about 250 black Union prisoners were forced to exhume the dead in the crater. They found it ghastly work pulling out mangled bodies. Sharp also turned up evidence the Confederates were digging mines at Petersburg as well. A black refugee arrived on August 16th, saying he had toiled in a Richmond shop making fans to ventilate underground shafts dug in Petersburg. A gang of 40 slaves were sent there to work in mines, the refugee added.